Today's daf is daf Chav Dalet. As you all know, we are now already on the bottom of Chav Dalet Omet Aleph, the last two lines. Itmar Nami Omer Ish Lakish Loishonu. Bottom of Chav Dalet Omet Aleph. You have another few blots. Okay. Okay, we're in the bottom of Chav Dalet Omet Aleph. And yeah, you're not Chav Gimel, you have to go and turn another blot. Okay. Gunish Kishet.
Okay, that's why we stopped here.
Right, we stopped here. Boisai, bottom of Chav Dalet Omet Aleph. Let's remember what we learned yesterday in the Mishnah. The Mishnah we had that one of the malas of Kodesh over the mala of Truma was Ubetruma. If one of his hands became Tomei and not the other hand, as soon as you hear that, you know it's a Tumah D'Rabbanan, because Tumah D'Araisa, if you touch a sheretz with your right hand, the left hand also becomes Tomei, as well as your nose and your toes. The whole person's body becomes Tomei. So how can it only be the hand? Because it was a Tumah D'Rabbanan. L'marshal, he touched the cloth of the Sefer Torah. He touched Mayim Tomei, Mashkin Tomei. All Tumas Draban. So if only his right hand becomes Tomei and not the left hand, or vice versa. Zim Nitmis Achas Miyodav, Chaverta is Tahira. So now if this Koyin wants to eat Truma, one of his hands touched the cloth, he only has to wash that hand, he doesn't have to wash the other hand. However, Uba Koydish, if he wants to eat Kodshim, then even though it was only the first hand, Matbil Shteyan, he has to go and Tweevil both of them. Shayan metamias chaver to bakoidish. The first hand is metame, the second hand, not the rest of the body. It's only tumah drabanan. Both hands are tame, avaloi betruma. However, not for the purpose of eating truma. Now, interesting, the Mishnah seems to be very wordy because the Mishnah really repeats itself twice. Betruma, emnitmis achas miyodav chaver to tahira, ubakoidish matbul shteyan. Why? Shayad metamis chaver to bakoidish, avaloi betruma. Only by koidish do you have to wash, you have to matbil both hands, but not by truma. We repeated it twice, right? Bakoidish matbil shteyan, because by yad metamis chaver to bakoidish, avaloi betruma. Truma nish, there's only one hand. See, more is going to be medayik this on the omen base. But at the moment, what we're focusing on is, we already said that if Reuven's right hand became tummy, and Reuven's right hand touched his left hand, both hands now become Tomei, that he has to go and have Tvilas Matbil, Tvilas Yadayim, for purposes of Kodesh. What the Gemara is going to talk about is what happens if not Reuven's right hand touched Reuven's left hand, but Reuven's right hand touched Shimon's hand. What's the halacha now? Is on the surface we have machloket between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. Now, even though it says Itmar Nami, it's not clear what the connection is between this Gemara and that Gemara. In fact, you see that there is an Aleph before the Itmar, and that Aleph before the Itmar is Rav Ranjborg, who says Ayin b'Sefer Turi Eben Mahu Itmar Nami. What is their Nami? Because l'chayr there's no direct correlation. Yesterday we had the Gemara where the Tumah has to be b'chiburin, shloi b'chiburin. So l'chayr is a new machloket. Itmar Nami Omer Ish Lakish Loishonu Eliyodai. That's what we said in the Mishnah. Legabe Kodshim, that's one hand of Reuven touching the other hand of Reuven. Avliyad Chaveirai. If Reuven's hand touched Shimon's hand, Lohoi. Zero. Like the Taprashi says, Emnogabiyad Chaveirai Loi Timasa. No Tuma. Nothing happened. Which is not difficult to understand, because remember the din of Tumas Yedayim Bidrabanan is always a shiny, a shnia, and a shiny can go mitame and Adam. A shiny can go mitame oichlun mashke, go mitame somebody else. So by koidish, the chacham made a special mala that the right hand touches the left hand, both of them become tame, you have to be matbul both. But if the right hand touches Shimon's hand, says Rish Lakish, garnish mit garnish. That's Rish Lakish. Rabbi Yochanan Omar, same applies not only to Reuven's right hand touching Reuven's left hand, but also Reuven's hand touching Shimon's hand. However, two requirements, says Rabbi Yochanan. Number one, be oisa hayad. Oisa hayad means it's got to be the original hand that became Tomei. You don't want to have hand after hand after hand. I mean, give us a hand over here. Meaning that Reuven, of course, has Baruch Hashem two hands. So Reuven's right hand was the original one that was Tomei. If Reuven's right hand touched Reuven's left hand, both of them are tamei. He's got to be matbel them to eat kodesh. That's clear. That's our mission. Rabbi Yochanan said that if Reuven's hand touches Shimon's hand, Shimon's hand also becomes tamei, but only if it was Reuven's right hand that touched Shimon's hand, not if Reuven's right hand touched Reuven's left hand and Reuven's left hand touches now Shimon's hand. That's already a little bit too remote. Therefore, that's what he's saying. Ba'ois hayad, Dr. Rashi, ba'ois hayad, im noga bi'ara rishoina. If the first hand of Reuven, which became Tomei, now touched bi'ar chaveiroi, aval ashnia, if Reuven's left hand, even though that also became Tomei, because Reuven's right hand touched the left hand, it became Tomei, einim etam bi'ar chaveiroi, that's already a little bit too tenuous, too flimsy, and Shimon would not become Tomei. That's halacha number one, ba'ois hayad. Yes, Barry.
According to Rabbi Yochanan,
yes.
What level of tuma does Shimon's hand now receive?
The lifsoil avaloy the tummy. You beautiful segue to the next Shikha Gemara. I appreciate you helping us out over here. The question is, how much tuma does the Shimon's hand receive? Aha. So now, let's make a simple cheshbin. Since the hand of Reuven is a sheni, it's going to go and touch the hand of Shimon, and it's going to make it into a shlishi. That hand, which is a shlishi, is now going to go and touch kodshim. Kodshim goes all the way to Revi. So therefore his hand can only pasul. It cannot be mitame, meaning it can go and pasul now kodesh, which he's going to touch, and then the kodesh will be frozen. It won't go further.
And if Shimon's hand touches Truma, nothing happened, because since it's a shlishi, it cannot...
Exactly right, and that's what our Mishnah is saying. That's the difference between Kodshim and between Truma. Truma, you don't have to be matbul both Yadayim, you only have to go be matbul, you only have to do Rechitzis Yadayim on the first hand, you don't have to do it on the second hand, because you can't go in Metama even by him himself. Certainly by the Chavet. So you see the Rashi talk in the third line, V'lifsol es ha-Kodesh, Hu di omeyad metame chaverta. Now he can metame Shimon's hand, said it going pasul avalu letami, but not more than that. Now on the surface that sounds very reasonable. He has a sheni, he touches his hand, he becomes a shlishi. Shlishi can go make a V, and kodesh it stops there. We're going to see Rabbi said another 10 lines that the Gemara is going to go and say that it's not so simple. That the halacha of Rabbi Yochanan in fact is a machloikis between Rabbi and Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda, and that according to Rabbi the potency of the tumma on Reuven's hand, the gabi kodesh, is so much that it can go and be liois kimoisa, which means that Reuven's hand, when it touches Shimon's hand, it's going to make Shimon's hand into a sheni.
Even without water.
Even without water. And that's the chiddush of a big chiddush, no question about it.
So it's like cherif kacholo or the measure.
Right. I'm only introducing that now because you were already being more the shal. That's why Rabbi Yochanan says lifsal avaloi the kodesh, avaloi the tame. But we're going to see later on another 10-12 lines of Rabbi Yisai, another 5 minutes or so, 8 minutes. We're going to go and see that Rabbi is going to hold that the tumma of Reuven's hand is taka sheni. When it touches Shimon's hand will also become a sheni, sashen azach. And then after it becomes a sheni, Shimon's hand is going to go and touch Kodshim. The Kodshim is going to become a Shlishi. That Shlishi can go make further Kodshim and make a Revi, and therefore it won't be just Lifsal Avaloi Letame. It'll taka be Letame, not like Rabbi Yochanan. And we're going to see that in Mi'achem shortly. Okay, so now, first thing Mar wants to know is, how does Rabbi Yochanan know this? After all, our Mishnah, it just says that one hand is Metame the other hand. How does Rabbi Yochanan know that Reuven's hand can be metame Shimon's hand? Minitani Seifa, because the Seifa has those extra words that we focused on before. Shayad metame chavert lakodesh avaloi letruma. Hasulamli, what do I need that whole sentence for? Hatanli Reisha, the Reisha already made the distinction between truma and kodshim. Elav Shmamin, these extra words come to tell you, Lasu Yad Chaveiroi. And perhaps, although it's not the Poshib Shad, perhaps Rabbi Yochanan, when he says, the Mishnah says, Shayad Metame Chaverta, although of course Poshib Chaverta means the other hand, maybe Rabbi Yochanan holds these extra words are being merames that Reuven's Yad is Metame Chaverta, Shimon's hand. the other person's hand.
You're
right, it should be Yad Chaveroi, not Chaverto. Okay, Enechanami. But the Iker is because this whole line is Iberic, so therefore comes to tell you that not only Yadoi, Lav Shmamina Lasui Yad Chaver. Good. Now, this was such a strong raya, but for Rish Lakish Hadabay, that even Rish Lakish subsequently changed his mind. He says, you know, Rabbi Yochanan Man Shvuga, I agree with you. Now this is Rish Lakish speaking. And he says the same words as Rabbi Yochanan. Va'oisahayad, meaning the first hand, not the second hand. If Reuven's first hand that became first Tameh touches now Shimon's hand. And Livsoil, Avaloy the Tameh, meaning that Reuven's hand is a shiny. Shimon's hand will become a shlishi, and therefore can only passel, it cannot be metameh. So remember, you see, word for word, Rish Lakish now says, like Rabbi Yochanan, he changed his mind. Okay, now that we said so simply, according to everybody, lifsaloy letameh, that's a machloikas tanoi, it's not so simple. Because in fact, we're going to find him on the yama that's going to hold that it's letameh, not only lifsoil. Where do we find this? So the Gemara first tries to find the machloikis in one Mishnah. The Gemara is going to say, I don't have a raya from there. And then the Gemara is going to conclude with the Braisa, which we learned already yesterday on the Omer Alf. So what's the Mishnah? Not. State in the Mishnah, Kala Poisil Betruma, Metam Yudayim Liois Shniois, Viyad Metam Yechaver to Devei Rebbe Yeshua. Kala Poisil Betruma. When you see these words, Kala Poisil Betruma means something that causes Truma to become possible. Now remember, Truma can only go until Shlishi. So if we're saying that the Truma becomes possible, which means that it cannot push the, cannot transmit the Truma any further, the one that passeled it was a shiny. Now how, where did we get a shiny? A hand normally is only Drabanan could be a shiny, but otherwise you have Mashkin Tmeim or could be tmei, could be a shiny.
No, Mashkin would be a Rishon because it's a step up.
That's, you're talking about, yeah, I understand. It just gets that. It's stepped up when you have some derabban. When you're talking about the araisa, what's it in the araisa? If you have an avatuma is a sheretz, touches a person, the person becomes a rishon tuma. Rishon tuma can only be metame. What will the mashkin become?
Shiny.
Then afterwards you have a special din of this. By certain derabbanans it becomes ketchila. But getting back to Agimar now, so Agimar says none. You have a medium that's going to cause the truma to become posel, meaning it's going to become a shlishi, which means this medium that we're talking about is a sheni. That sheni metame yodayim liyoshniyos. Now, how can a sheni metame yodayim? A mushm doch zogen, that's talking about a case like mashkin temeyin, where back in Masechtes Shabbos, just like when you touch klaf, your hands become a sheni, you touch mashkin temeyin, your hand also becomes a sheni. And afterwards, later years, they made a din that stam yidayim become a sheni. But that was a later gzeira, later takana. Anyway, so kolabayis b'tum, stam yidayim yoshniyos, that mashkin temeyin will cause the hand to become a sheni, v'yad metame chaverta, and now one hand can go and be metame the other hand. Divrabi Shua. Now it doesn't say what the other hand's tumma is. It just says that the first hand is a shiny, and that first hand can be metamba the other hand. What the other hand now is, it a shiny, a shlishi? I don't know. But we'll know in a moment. The Chamaim and Chum say, I agree with the Rabbi Shua. Yidayim Shni, I said, yes, yeah, Yidayim Shni, shiny. The ain shiny ois a shiny. And a shiny cannot make the second hand to be a shiny. No, of course, don't push it. So what does it become? My love, sheni udli ovid, ha shlishi ovid. L'chay, what he's saying is the first hand makes the second hand into a shlishi. And if that's what the chacham hold, what does Rabbi Yeshua hold? He must hold that the sheni makes a second hand into a sheni. Because otherwise, what's the machloikis, right? We have machloikis Rabbi Yeshua and we have chacham. If the chacham say, the ain sheni ois a sheni, is a chmashma, but sheni is ois a shlishi. So when the first hand is a sheni, touches the second hand becomes a shlishi, but according to Rabbi Yeshua, no, the first hand is a shiny, the second hand is also a shiny. What nafkimina is there? If the second hand now touches lemoshel truma, it will go, if the second hand happens to be a shiny, it can passel the truma. If the hand is a shlishi, it cannot passel truma. So that's one nafkimina. Nafkimina number two is like Gabi Kodshim, that if the second hand is a shiny, it can make the Kodshim into a Shlishi, and that Kodshim can be Metame Vaiter, another Kodshim into Ravi, so therefore it's Metame Es HaKodesh. However, if you're going to go and tell me that that second hand is a din of a Shlishi, like the Chachom, Lechoyra, so then the hand is a Shlishi, can only be Pasel Kodesh, it cannot be Metame Kodesh. So that's what the Gemara said, that Rabbi Yochanan's Halacha, Lifson, Avaloi Metame, is totally in this Machloikis between Rabbi Yeshua and the Chacham. Shokti Gemara, nein, your diuk was not strong enough. The whole, it doesn't say the famous, it's just, since Chacham said, ain't sheni oitzu sheni, my love, sheni would lay ovid, or shlishi ovid. Shokti Gemara, nein, dilma loy sheni ovid, veloy shlishi. Maybe the second man, the Yom HaChachamim hold, not only a daim shnia saying, ve'en sheni oisa sheni, ve'en sheni oisa shlishi, ve'en sheni oisa revi, it cannot be metame the other hand. In other words, according to Chachamim, you don't have this. Then the Chachamim, says Rashi, disagree with our Mishnah. Our Mishnah said that there's a special mal of kodshim over truma, that kodshim, one hand, can be metame the other hand. The Chachamim of this brisa say, we respectfully disagree. There are only 10 malas in our Mishnah. Like Reb Ila will only be 9 malas in our Mishnah. We don't have 11. Why? Because both by Kodshim and by Truma, one hand cannot be Metame another hand. When it says the Ein Sheni Oiz Sheni, it means that Ein Sheni can do anything. So this is not my pshat. Look at the Rashi. Look at Rashi about 8 lines from the top. V'dilma loy sheni v'loy shlishi. The less luhum hach mala demasnis, and the chacham of this Mishnah argue with our Mishnah. They don't hold to that mala. Avul man the islay afilatame islay lachi kami yadam the oilam shniyah is saying. Therefore, in yametam is chaveta. What's Rashi saying? What Rashi is saying is that we assumed now that the halacha of Rabbi Yochanan, that when one hand is metame the other hand, what happens to the other hand? It goes down in Madrega from Sheni to a Shlishi, and the Shlishi is only now Lifsoil Avaloy Metame. We thought that this is a machloikis, that in fact maybe Rabbi Yeshua disagrees. It's the Chacham that say it doesn't make a Sheni, it makes it into a Shlishi, and Rabbi Yeshua must hold that it makes it even to a Sheni. So you're like, nah, nothing to do with that, nothing to do with that. Because the Chachamim disagree with the premise. They hold that one hand can't be Matame another hand. Forget about it. You want a Reuven, you want your second hand to become Tame, touch the cloth, touch Mashkin Tame. One hand touch the other hand doesn't do anything, zero. So therefore, this, both Man Yomim, however, says Rashi, in a case where you could have, according to the Man Yomer, that holds in our Mishnah, the one hand can be Metame, the other hand, perhaps everybody would agree it goes all the way Letame, not only Lifsoil. So don't say like Rabbi Yochanan, Lifsoil Letame, and say that that's a Machloikis. It's Konzain, those that hold like our Mishnah, that one Yad is Metame, the other hand, it could be that goes all the way from Shani to making a Shani, and making a Letame, and not only Lifsoil. As those are trashy. Why does the second man, the Yomar Chachom, disagree? Because they don't agree with the premise generally. They hold Bechlal. There's no such inyan of one hand touching the other hand. El is Udimar Kihani tonight. So therefore, forget about that tonight. I have another Machloikis tonight. The Sanya. And this price we already had yesterday on the Omud Aleph. Yad Neguva Metami Eschaverta Letami Bakoidish Avaloi Litruma. A yad neguva, one hand touches the other hand, even though the first hand is neguva, which means that it's totally dry, because if there was mashke, then you can go and say, the hand is a shiny, it touches a mashke, makes the mashke into tchil, into rishon, and then that mashke touches the other hand, a rishon touches the other hand, it becomes a shiny. Says Rabbi, no, I don't need that, it should be dafka mashke, even without mashke. Yad neguva, it's a totally dry hand. Metame is chaverta, letame bakoidish. Not lifsa, letame. Because Rebbe holds that shiny, a shiny makes a shiny. A shiny masa. Mamisha makes it kemoisa, the same madreg. It doesn't go down one madreg. But only bakoidish. Avaloi letruma. Rebbe Yisrael Yehuda Oimer, oisa yad lifsa, avaloi letame. the first hand kitaka go and pasal the other hand, but not be metame the other hand. Meaning that the first hand, which was a shiny, can make the second hand into a shlishi. Since it's a shlishi, it now can be poisel es ha-koidish. But not like Rabbi that held that the first hand makes a second hand kimoisoh mamish like its mirror image, and therefore it becomes also a shiny. If it's also a shiny, it touches kodshim, it can make a shlishi, and then a rabbi. So therefore it's metame and not only lifsa. So bottom line is, Rabbi Yochanan said on the top, lifsa le'etame, this is a big machloikis between Rabbi and Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda. And it all depends what happens to the second hand. Did the second hand become a shiny or a shlishi?
Why is it by tumas nes, because you put one hand, the whole body becomes tumas?
Oh, you're afraid they're good, Rabbi Kohn. You're afraid they're good. And the answer is, because any tumas d'oraisa, if any part of the person's body touches the hand, the nose, the toes, then the entire body becomes tummy. It's not only by tumas mes. Same thing applies to a sheretz. If I touch a sheretz with my right hand, with my left hand, with my toe, with my nose, with my belly, with my hair, makes it my hair basically. Well, okay, probably. Anyway, with my head, if I touch any part of the body, it goes and touches the sheretz, or touches a chas v'shalom on the veil, or chas v'shalom a mes, or a zav, a zav, a nida, a metzayra, any part of the body, the person becomes tummy. But that's all tumas d'oraisa. By tumas d'rabbanan, there are certain tumas d'rabbanan which only that part becomes tummy, not the rest. And therefore, lemusha l'gabe tumah, you only have to wash the hands. By kodshim, you have to be matpul yadayim, but not the entire body. Yeah?
No, I'm just saying, without that, we'd have to betoidle ourselves to eat a piece of bread.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
God.
Okay.
Would be very odd.
Well, a lot of people today are gluten-free, so they would only eat challah and shabbos. Yeah, what's up to you?
We're talking about hands here, we're talking up until the wrist, elbow, shoulder.
Matul Yadayim?
Yeah.
Just to the wrist, yeah. Okay, so the more Yadzvaita. Now, the next Shiklimor, Baruch Hashem, is much easier, not as challenging. Oichlen, oichlen, neguvim, biyadayim, su avais. We had in our Mishnah another ma'ala. What was the other ma'ala? Oichlen, oichlen, neguvim. Neguvim means that it's dry. In the Hava Minah, what we're assuming is that the ochlim means the food items, were neguvim, were always dry and were not mukhshir lekabel tuma, because no mashkin fell on them. You can eat them biyadayim su'avos, even though the person's hands are tamei, his hands became tamei, they touch klaf, mayin, mashkin tameim, whatever it is, the hands are tamei. If this person happens to be eating truma, the truma was never wet, therefore it wasn't mukhshir lekabel tuma. Even though I, the kohen, have tamei dikei yadayim, no problem. Because my tamei yadayim cannot go mi matame the truma, it never became mukhshir lekabel tuma. Simple. But by kodesh, even this kodeshim did not get any liquid on it, and therefore it did not become mukhshir lekabel tuma. Nevertheless, I cannot eat it if my hands are tamei. I'm going to have to be matpul es hayodayim. Why? Because even though it never became mukhshir lekabel tuma, a special mala. Freiti Gemara, the words that you said now don't make sense. Why don't they make sense? Because of what Barry said yesterday, there's a special halacha of chibas ha-kodesh machshirosan, which means that min ha-toyer, by all other foods, you need one of the seven mashkoyes, yad shoch adam, to be machshirit. By kodshim, you don't need any liquid to fall on it. Chibas ha-kodesh machshirosan. You're not going to be here tomorrow, Rav Shlomo. We're devastated.
You're the one who got me there.
You're going to be moichel me?
Yeah.
I get even shir. I get even shir. Okay, we'll see you Sunday morning. You Sunday morning, we'll see you for the Galician. Okay, Zoti Mor Baita
is
Chibas Hakodesh. So Freiti Mor Yez Tanya, we bring the Brayse on Rav Chanina ben Atignos. The words that you have, ochlim neguvim bakoidish, those words don't make sense. Why? I don't need any mashke to go and be machshir kodshim. All kodshim, by definition, they are mukshir automatically. From birth, they are mukshir. is that if that's the case, once our Mishnah say, ah, I make a big, big distinction between foods which are truma and foods which are kosher. That what? That foods which are neguvim, which were never mukshel lekabel truma, by truma you can eat with tuma dikya daim, but if you have oichel neguvim by kodshim, which never became mukshel lekabel truma, then you cannot eat them unless you're matbel yadayim. What do you mean? All kodshim by definition are mukshel, because chibis hakodesh makshel.
Maybe who? That's the din here.
I think it's supposed to be more hot mishnah. I understand what's the din. Maybe what's more means to say is that neguvim, that's the chiddush. That even though it's neguvim lagabi mashkin, but it has a din of mukshel because of chibis hakodesh. But the Gemara doesn't hold
okay.
So basically, anyways, the Gemara yet's vayta loy tzricha. So therefore, the Gemara comes with a brand new pshat. Rabbi say, forget about this mukshel lekabel tuma. Brand new pshat. What's a brand new pshat? Ki goin shetochav lechaveiroi letoich piv, or shetochav huli atzmoi bekush ubekarkar. What happened is this person, in fact, has yudayim tmeim. Since he has yudayim tmeim, he doesn't want to touch the food. Why didn't he go and be matlas yudayim? The mikveh is closed, and he couldn't get to the mikveh. He couldn't put his hands in. Good. So what does he do? He asks his chava, do me a favor. I want to eat kachim. If he'd put it into my mouth, I'm not going to touch it. Just put it into my mouth. And we just said, Rabbi Cohen just said now that the gabi hilchos tumah drabanan. Only the hands became tumah. My nose and my toes and my mouth is not tumah. So therefore, you can go and put the kachim into his mouth. Tochale chaveira teichpif. Oi. What happens is no chaver. The mikveh is closed, and his chaver is not here. What is he going to do? But the Bukhshem, we all have now. We was right in the Chinese restaurants. Let's give him the longer chopsticks. Oh, chopsticks! Atazai. So what did he do? He went and took the piece of kodshim meat or kodshim mincha, whatever it was, and he went and took the chopstick and he made a hole in it. The kush ubekarkar. Kushikarka means such a long stick, and Rashi says, even though it happens to be a kli eitz, since it's a kli eitz which doesn't have a toich, therefore it's pshute kli eitz are not mekabel toma. Oh, another wonderful way.
It has to be a
kli. Besides, our shlius wouldn't matter because it's a kli. So, what could he do? His hands don't make a kli into a. His hands are a sheni.
Yeah.
Even if it's base kibble. What would it do? What could you do? It's a kli.
Maybe throw my kachim. Maybe it'd be different. So I talk of the atzve kushim bekarka. He went and stuck the chopstick into the food, and he put it into his mouth. Ubikish lecho. But now, besides eating the, in one case the truma person, and the other case the kachim person, besides putting that into his mouth, he decided he wants to eat with it some sort of condiment, which we're allowed to, because the Torah says lamashcha, which means legdula, which means that you're allowed to go and add to it ketchup or mustard or other stuff. Now, in here, our case, you do want to eat ketchup or mustard, you put in it tznoin. Tznoin is a radish. Ubatzel is an onion, that's a tzribul. Ubikish leachol tznoin ubatzel shalchulin imoin. And he wanted to eat together with them the tznoin or the butzel and put it into his mouth. So what is the problem over here? La kodesh gozuber rabbanon. The truma le gozuber rabbanon. Now what was the gzeira that the rabbanon made by kodesh and not by truma? So Rashi explains. What happened is this person put in the chulin into his mouth. The chulin he put into his mouth was neguvim. We're not talking about any more the kodesh or the truma. The kodesh, as we said, is anyway mukshel lekabel tuma because chiddush hakodesh machshir osan. That's not the problem. What we're talking about now is the chulin that was put into the mouth. This chulin he put in the tznoin or he put in the batzel shel chulin. There, it's talking about that if it was neguvim, this was ifti as yiviltum kabes to do intin mamakim krisi hashem. When he got to rub the trap, machter alings next tier. Oh, machter alings. Good. Anyway, so Nachum, he put in the, first they put in two people, Reuven and Shimon. Reuven put first truma, not, he didn't put it in his mouth, his chaver put it in his mouth, or he put it in with a chopstick. And then Shimon put in kodshim into his mouth, the chaver or with a chopstick. And now you put chulin in after that. And this chulin was chulin neguvim. Neguvim means it was never mukshel lekabel tuma. And therefore, the yadayim are not going to be metame this chulin. Won't be metame the chulin. My problem is, as he's putting the radish in, or as he's putting in the botzel, he's putting in the onion, by accident he might put his finger in too much, and he might touch the truma or the kodshim which is in his mouth. if he's going to go and touch the truma, the gadshim, then that's going to become tameh because his hands are yadayim misu avos. So when he touches the chulin, it's not a problem. The problem is he might go a little bit too far. He's going to go and touch the gadshim in his mouth. By kachim, I'm worried about this chshash, but by trum, I'm not worried about the chshash. So therefore, okay. The oichlin is not referring, the oichlin, the guvim is not referring to the kachim and the truma, it's referring to the chum. So now let's look quickly at the Rashi, because Rashi explained this so beautifully. Rashi, in the middle of the yom, tochav loy chaveiroi. With Rashi, tochav loy chaveiroi, be yadayim tohoirois. V'zeh oichli yadayim musu avois. The other guy is bochshem tohir yadayim. He has yadayim musu avois. Oish tochavnu atzmoi bekushu vekakar, shem pshutik liyetz, v'mekabim tum, like we said before. Ubikish lechol tzenoi noi batza shal chulin imoin. Shein yadayim metamis is a chulin. His hands, after all, are a sheni. And chulin can only go to a sheni anyway. So his hands can't be metamid chul. V'afilu hachi, gozer rabbanan shlo yoichleim im ha-koydish. Why? Bentiga yodai misueves ba-oichlei koydish befiv. Don't put in the pickle, or the radish, or the batzel, the onion, into your mouth. That's not a problem, they on their own, but once you're stuffing it into your mouth, maybe you're going to touch the kodshim back in the back of the mouth, and then it's going to become tummy. So in your truma, Zok Rashi, Avol b'shad yad misu ebes, pois loso, l'choyre by truma, I should have the same problem, he's going to put his finger in his mouth, he might go and touch the truma, l'yosu ma'ala, elamrin and zohir, v'loy noga. This guy is, of course, a distinguished kohen. He knows truma, be very, very careful. He'll only put the food in at the very edge of the mouth. He's not going to put his finger in. Don't worry about it. However, by kodshim, I make a special chshash, a special mala. And therefore, I'll come masnisin. Zok Yitzrashi. When it's in the Mishnah, oichlin, neguvim, we're not talking about the truma or the kodshim being neguvim. Masnisin, oichlin, chulin biyodayim misu avais in my truma. You're allowed to go and eat chulin biyodayim, meaning the pickle, the tzinoin, the radish, the butzel, the tzvibuluch, the garlic, the knobloch, that you can all put in. Avalim HaKodesh, because I'm afraid you're going to put his finger in too far. Ulahachi noket nuvim. Why do we talk about the neguvim? Shilu achshav hayu mashken aleihen. Why do we have to talk about that the chulin was neguvim? Because if the chulin would have mashke on it, if it would be wet, hayu mashke nasa. So we're not talking now alt mukhshir. We're talking about that it's wet now. Hayu mashke nasa rishonim machas nayadayim. When he is touching now this botzel, or he's touching the tznoin, if it was wet, so now his hands, which were until now shniyos, they're going to touch that water. The water is going to go make it into a rishon. If it's going to become a rishon, but oisin es a chulin shniyim, it's going to make the chulin into a sheni, which is fine. But the chulin is now going to go into the shniyim mer truma shebefiv poison oisam. That chulin is going to go and make the truma into a shlishi. So I'd have to worry about not his finger going in. I'm going to have to worry about the fact that the finger touched the mashkin on the butzel, that the chulin is going to become a sheni, and the chulin is going to touch the truma, is going to become a shlishi. Oh, that's what we're talking about. Oichlin, oichlin, the guvim. Everything is dry. So the chulin is not going to be the problem. His finger is going to be the problem. When am I worried about the finger? Only by koydish and not by truma.
And as long as it's before the base of liya, that's the problem. Once somebody swallows it, it doesn't matter. Is that it?
I don't know that you'd be able to go put your finger all the way down.
No.
If you did, it would regurgitate and it would be pretty moist.
No. Okay.
Yeah. So the dove,
yes.
Here he's eating the onion as a, together with the kodshim.
Correct.
We made a distinction earlier that it also has a fullness of kodshim.
Only by the first five cases, not the last five cases. Perfect. This is already, in fact, this is the next to the last case, because now with the final case, before the next Mishnah. Remember, everybody agreed with the first five, as chul nasa to kodesh at the din of kodesh, but not the last five cases. This is the final case of the Mishnah. This is a very, very simple case. A person who is an oinin. Oinin means chas v'shalom. A close family member passed away. It's after the kvura. This individual was not at the levaya, or even if he was at the levaya, he didn't touch the kever. He didn't touch the oren. There was no oil. He didn't go into the chapel. He did not become tummy. But during the time that he was an oinin, he was not allowed to eat kodshim. After Nina's hands, he can eat kodshim. Same thing in Mechusi Kippurim. What happened to the Mechusi Kippurim? Mechusi Kippurim, Azav, Azov, Metzayir, Yeledes, they have to go and count their days. They have to go and toivel in the mikveh. After toivel in the mikveh, they already have a shtickle tahara, but they're waiting now for Mechusi Kippurim. They have to go and bring korbanos. Good, he toiveled. Next day, he brings korbanos. After those korbanos are over, for the first time, he can now eat kodshim. Say the Chacham in our Mishnah, you want to eat kodshim? Go to the mikveh again. What are you talking about? I went to the mikveh already yesterday. I paid my dues. I paid my mission card. You got to go mikveh again. Why don't you go mikveh again? Zog timar my time, huh? Kivin de ada idna. Since for the last, by the oinen for the last few hours, by the mechusa kippurim for the last few days, adina vasiri weren't allowed to go and eat any kachim. What's this for? Says Rashi, since until now you were not nizer over the last few days when it came to kachim, because you didn't have any shaykhs, now you're eating for the first time, start with a nice zihirus, a nice rizis, go to the mikvah.
He's no longer an oinen.
Exactly, Baruch Hashem.
Because if he is an oinen, he's not allowed.
Yeah, when the Mishnah says, oinen mechusa kippurim means when he ended the aninus, when he's and he's no longer mechusa, he was a mechusa kippurim. He's no longer
after
Karmach.
That's the stringency.
Yeah, about it. And by oinu, it's a stringency. There's no reason why you have to go to mikvah, especially if you're looking for cookie or coffee downstairs. Okay? Paper towel? You don't have it, the water? Here you have tissues here.
Over here.
Oh, good. Jokti Mishnah, a brand new Mishnah. Now, this Mishnah is not so brand new because we already touched on it a few times before. But bottom line is, this Mishnah is the exact opposite of the first Mishnah. Meaning, the first Mishnah, we said that there are 11 malas of kachim over truma. This Mishnah tells us that there's certain malas of truma over kachim. Oh, can you believe it? Zokti Mishnah, choy mi betruma. Truma is more chomer than kach. Shebi Yehuda ne'emonim al taras yayin v'shemen kol yemois hashana. In Yehuda, Yehuda means near Yerushalayim and including Yerushalayim, as opposed to the Galil, which is northern Eretz Yisrael. In Yehuda, Nemon, the Amaratzim, the Amei Ha'oretz, on Nemon, on the Tahara of the Yayin v'shemen of Koidish. If they come to the Beis Hamikdash and they say, I have here a whole barrel of wine, I want to use this for Nisuch HaYayin, I processed it myself, I want to use it for the Nisuch HaYayin on the, he's going to give it to the Kohen naturally, but he's going to use it for the, for Kachim, Shemen, I want to use it for the Menachos, what's the halacha? They are believed, Kol Yemois HaShana, 365 days a year, or 354 days a year, no problem. By Truma, they are not believed the whole year. They're only believed the Shasa Gitas Vabadim. Only during the time of Gitas Vabadim, which means the time of the pressing. A gas is a wine press. A bad is an oil press. Then they're believed Afala Truma. Kum Techois, the Ne'emonus of Amaratzim, is much better Legabi Koidish than it is Legabi Truma. Truma only twice a year during the Gizit Vabadim time. Mashenken Legabi Koidish, it's the entire year. Now, why is it this Nafkimina?
So okay, say the Svara. Yeah,
see, Mara said a few days ago, because of the Svara of Eva. What's the Inyan of Eva? Because when it comes to Kodshim, if we're going to go and tell the Ami Oretz, we're not taking your wine and your Shem, and we're afraid that it's Tamei, he's going to be very upset. It might get to the point, said the Gemara, he might be Boina Abomula Atzmoi, he might even make his own Paraduma. He says, Rabbis, I know better than you, I don't need yours, I can make my own Bama, and mine is Kodish and yours is Tamei, don't tell me any stories, like we had in the Gemara before. So why don't we say by the truth, too, he'll get very upset if Kehanim, who are Tamid Chachomim, Chaverim, are not going to accept their Truma their entire year. The answer is because they have plenty of friends, Kehanim, who Nebuch are Amaratzim. And so therefore, you don't want to take it? Don't worry, I don't have to give it to you. I got my favorite Kohen, Jack, Johnny, Willie, who happens to be our Kohen, a great Amoritz, Amyichistik Amoritz, really few dirtiest Amaratzim. We're going to give him all of my Truma. He'll take it without a problem. I don't need you. I can give it to him. Yeah.
I wasn't there that day. You know?
That was our loss. We still feel it.
But I learned it myself. But my question was on this.
Yeah.
Maybe that they're more machma for Kodesh themselves.
Uh-huh.
In other words, just like we have the concept of Chaver and Kodesh Yisrael,
mm-hmm,
when they came together in the Mikdash.
Mm-hmm.
Here also, it's Kodesh, maybe there is. And maybe
what Shasarego. It wasn't all year round.
How do you know that?
No. We have the Gemara.
So you're right. The Gemara is going to say later on, Shasarego, everybody has Nemanus. And Rashi points out that the reason why by Kodesh Rataka being Mekel, it's not because, by Truma, why we Mekel, Bishasa Gitas Vabadim, says Rashi, because hakol metarim is kaleim. In other words, even though throughout the year we won't accept the truma from the amir aretz, why not? Because I'm afraid they're tamei. But gitzes rabadim, we do take it. Why? Why do we take it then? Give it to amaratz, give it to amaratz, and don't give it to me. Says Rashi, because when it comes to gitzes rabadim time, hakol metarim is kaleim, then everybody's metar the kaleim, and it should be done properly. We'll see mentioned at the end of the mishnah that in fact they started being metar the kaleim 70 days before. They did a hinni mucharam zuman, everybody stood on line, even the amaratz. So therefore, that's why by gitzes rabadim, they neman afalatur.
My thought is only that they really were afraid of anything which is kaidish.
Mm-hmm.
That they witnessed, and not just b'shas. That's my own sword, I would say.
Okay, good. Anyway, so back to our mishnah. Bottom line is, we see a chumrah of truma over kaidish. That kaidish, we believe them aratzim agansiyur, and the gabi truma, we only believe them during the gitzes v'abadim time. Now continues the mishnah. Over a gitzes v'abadim. What happens if gitzes v'abadim are now sealed? They're closed. Finished. And now the Amar Oretz brings the Chavis. Had he brought it 2 weeks ago during the Gizva Badim, no problem, we'll take it. Now it's 2 weeks later, can we take it? So the Mishnah, lo yikablenu mimenu, you should not take this Chavis shel yayin shel truma only during Gizva Badim. So what are you going to do with it? Aval, what the Amar Oretz can do is, of course he can go and give it to his Chaver, but what happens if he doesn't have a Chaver Amar Oretz, or he already gave his Chaver Amar Oretz? What can he do? Menich legasebo, he can hold it in his own possession until the next gas. 6 months later, whenever the next pressing time will be, he'll take it out of storage, then he can go and give it to the Kohen, because
even
we said,
if he tells him this has been laying around a whole year.
Yeah, and especially when he tastes it, if he can tell that it's like a beslechem. However, the Gemara is going to ask in another moment, when Mitch, I'm going to get to the Gemara, what happens if instead of the Amoritz holding on to it, he gave it to the Kohen, and the Kohen took it from him, and then he looked in the Mishnah, oh yeah, I shouldn't have taken it. Will he be able to leave it to the Gas Habo and be able to eat it then? Just like the Amoritz will be able to give it the Gas Habo, will the Kohen be able to hold it himself? Mitchum will see that in the Gemara shortly. Anyway, the Mishnah continues on. V'im omar lo hifrash l'toich ha'raviyas kodesh. What happens if this big barrel, which 95% is truma wine or truma shemen, what happens if he tells him, the Amoritz tells the Kohen, I also put in 5% of kodesh? Why he did that? I don't know. But he told him that. V'im omar lo hifrash l'toich ha'raviyas kodesh. So now, on the Kodesh, he's believed the entire year. On the Trum, he's only believed Gitzes V'Abadim. Zokten Zve Mishnah, Migoy, that he's Neman on the Kodesh, he's already Neman on the Truma as well. See the last line of Rashi, Revius like Shemin, Neman, the Migoy, the Neman a Kodesh, Neman a Truma. So therefore, if he had 95% was Truma, 5% of Revius by Kodesh, he's believed on the entire thing that it's Tahar, and the Kohen can take it against you the whole year. Nu alach, kadi yayin v'kadi shemen. Now, kadim are referring to the barrels. You have barrels of wine and barrels of shemen. Ha midumois. What means midumois? The top Rashi tells us mefarish b'gemara. But the vial hashta mashma shel tevel truma v'chul mu'uravin. The word miduma means that it's a mixture. Normally, mixture would mean that you have truma and chulin mixed. Here, Rashi says in the havamina we're talking about tevel. And Tevel is, in a sense, Truma and Chulin mixed, because you weren't Mavari yet, you didn't go and be Mafreshit yet, so it's a big mixture. So therefore the Mudomais have in mind Tevel. However, the Gemara is going to tell us, Lamaskana, that's not the Pshat in the Mishnah. It's going to be talking about that, in fact, there were three different liquids mixed in. Chulin liquid, Truma liquid, and Kodshim liquid. Mitchum will see that on the Amud Beis. Anyway, about these kadim, the mois neman alei b'shasa gitzes v'abadim, you are believed about these barrels as well as their contents during the gitzes v'abadim time. The kodem legitzes shemiyoyim, and you're also believed 70 days before. Versus 70 days before is the second line of Rashi, because magdimen letayr es hakelim. Even the amaratzim, when it came gitzes v'abadim time, they made sure to take all of the kelim and to retire them in advance, because after all, they knew that during the gitzes v'abadim, the tamid chacham and the chaverim will accept from them the truma. The whole year they won't, but during gitzes v'abadim, so therefore they made sure to retire the gitzes v'abadim already 70 days before, that it should all be outside of Yosef.
Is there any reason for 70? I mean,
I didn't see anywhere. Apparently, that was in fact the minig. Apparently, it was 70 days before they started preparing themselves. Yishokti Gemara. By the way, when talking about Kalim, we're not just talking about the Kadim. Remember, you're talking about the whole wine press and you're also on the whole oil press. So presumably, so you haven't used it now for the last few months, and therefore you want to make sure somebody cleans it out to make sure there's no sediment. So it's probably a fairly lengthy process. So they had to start in advance to go mimetire everything. The vats and the press and the stone and this and the whole geshef.
They machshir a winery for kosher run.
Exactly. Yishokti Gemara.
This is how you title it. These are all big problems.
Big problem. You have the big choshev rabban. And we get to the beginning of the Mishnah. Chayim betruma shebi Yehuda. We start off the Mishnah. The trum is more chamor. How is more chamor? And Yehuda, we accept the yayin v'shem and kol yimoy seshana. What's happening on Yehuda? What about the rest of Eretz Yisrael? We're discriminating against the settlers that live in Yehuda v'Shomron or in the Galil. What's going on over here? What difference does it make, Galil and Yehuda? We're saying the Mishnah, in Yehuda, we believe them, Yain v'Shem, the entire year. What about the Yin that live in Haifa, in Tzvas, in Tveria, in Galil? Behuda in Begololoi, my time, why? Omrish Lakshmi Shiratsua Shokusim Afsekes Beinayim. In between the Galil and Yehuda, there was a Ritzua. There was a patch of land that was under the auspices of the, not the Palestinian Authority, but of the Kusim. Rashi says, therefore, it had the status of Eretzu Amim. The Chachamim were Goizer Tumma al Eretzu Am. And therefore, even if I made all of my wine and all of my shemen, Bitahara Gimura, the highest form of Kedusha, in Galil, and I want to bring it now to the Beis Hamikdash in Yehuda, there's only one way to go. Through that Eretz Am, through that Eretz Kusim. It's going to become Tamei. And therefore, the Kehanim, the Beis Hamikdash, would ask anybody that's coming to bring the wine to the Shemen, where do you live? I live in Tveria. I'm very sorry, I love you, you're a wonderful guy, but I can't take the Yayin the Shemen because you traveled through the Eretz Kusim, therefore it's Tamei, I can't take it. No.
How can the settlement of Kusim, can you imagine, look
at the Rashi third line, Ritzua shel Eretz Amim, the Gemara said Kusim, Rashi said Eretz Amim, Mafsek is Ben Galil Yehuda v'Yerushalayim. I'm sorry, Yehuda, Yerushalayim Yehudi, v'efsher lahaviyam liYerushalayim b'tahara. You cannot go and bring the shemen and the yayin from Galil to Yerushalayim b'tahara. L'fisha gozacham tumal eretz amim v'afilu shel chaverim shmi Galil einu bolin esachem. You have a chaver, the gresta erlech yidu lives in Galil. He wants to send his wine and shemen. We will not accept it because he has to go to. Frank digemar aben neisa b'shira teiva migdal. Your kasha
from before.
Yeah.
The Chacham had that kayach, they could say that it's Tomei. Just like they said about that Kusim have the din of a guy, even though we hold Kusim the Adams.
Yeah.
They had that kayach.
Yeah. You don't even have to come on to that. Let me ask you a question. If a person goes to Har Menuchos to Har Hazeisim, does he become Tomei?
Why should he?
A person goes in.
Over a
kibbutz. It's a chayer tisrael. Kedusha l'shat. Kedusha l'shat. Love is a kedusha. Kedusha.
Goes over. What do you mean?
It's a boros. It's a basic.
Oh, the reason why the eretz amim they were goyze is not because
kedusha of a kever would be every they were not careful with boros.
Exactly right. So apparently kusim have the same mala, if you will, or the same chesaron that they were makbid. So therefore, this whole eretz amim was a problem of one big basic boros potentially.
Because the practice of the Kusim.
Right. Okay. You know, we're not talking about the Kusim because they're bad guys or good guys. We're just talking about that they had this. Exactly. Anyway, so back to Gemara, but now we have various Kashmir. You can go and bring in a helicopter or something similar to that. Shita Migdol, which would have the proper dimensions, and it'll be an oil, and therefore it shouldn't be Makabal Tumah. Hamani Rebbe, the oil Zorak Lav Shmei Oil. It goes according to Rebbe, the Sanya Nicholas, there is Amen. Shita Migdol, Rebbe is Mitame, Privacy Huda Mitire. So Enochanami Barry's Eitzah would be wonderful according to Beitzer Behuda. You could do Shita Tevim Migdol, but our mission is not talking Shita Migdol. Our mission is talking about a case of Light Rabbi, the Kavin Mzoinis is in the basement. Pray to move like Sue obliquely Harris.
Put up a sign.
See how many people come in for this. This is a brilliant question. I have an easy way to go and send the barrels of wine and of shemen. Don't send it in wooden casks. go into Nikli Charis. And Kli Charis, a Mukav Tzomim Fossil, even in Oyel HaMes. Mamash HaMes, not only talk about a something basic, but Mamash HaMes is Tor. So do that. Omer Blazer Shoinin, Shoinin says Rashi means it's an Omer Gelend, that Ein Hegdish Nitzel Betzomim Fossil. That Hegdish is not saved with some apostle. Mean midrabon. That anything which is in some apostle all of remains tohar. However, if you're talking about kodshim, chom made nochamala, and they said the kodshim is not nitzel with some apostle. Frank Timora, Azei, Vatani, we learned another brisa, that ein chatos nitzel is with some apostle. If you had May chatos or eifa chatos inside a tzomet basal kli cheres, and it's never an oil a mess, then it's not nitzel with the tzomet basal. Izach mashma, eifa chatos, which is the highest level of the five levels, but my lava kodesh nitzel, but if it's only kodeshim, not chatos, it would be nitzel. So I have a raya that kodesh is nitzel by kli cheres, mukav tzomet basal, haba chaneitza to go and send the yain v'shemen from Galil.
Well, don't makadesh it till you get to Yerushalayim. If it's chulin, and you care transport it al schulin, it's fine. And then you in a tzomet basal, you put the shemen and the yayin in a sealed ceramic container with a tzomet basal. You take your shalayim, it's chulin. So as chulin, it's tahar. Now your shalayim, you're makadosh it. So it does have the vulnerability becoming coming through against your shalayim.
You're thinking, nice point. There's a toisis on the Amud Beis that even if it's not kodesh and truma itself, but you have in mind to do it for truma and kodshim, look at chof hay amud beis. You see the bottom toys in the amud beis. You have to turn the amud beis. The last thing retired tiba likach mimenu nesachim. Look at the last three lines. But the toys is talking about another sugya. The teaser of Ruchanan da'ach amayi sheyichtoy lenesachim kishit starach mimenu. Even though he wasn't makdish yet, but he had in mind, he already designated it for the purpose of bringing the sachem.
Then it's saying Yerushalayim, there's no loophole.
No loopholes, exactly. So getting back to our Gemara, L'chayra had a good diak from that Mishnah. Only chatas is not nitzel, but kachim is nitzel. So it's more light. The diak is a good diak, but don't be medayik kodesh, but medayik hamayim she'enem mekudoshen nitzoylen b'tzomid pasul. Meaning that if you already had the mechatas, so already tore mechatas, and you had it in this tzomid pasul, and you had it unfortunately in oil ames, ein chatas nitzelus, it doesn't help. If you only had the mayim before mixing it with the eifer chatas, it was mayim chayim from a mayim, you intended mixing it, but you didn't.
It was mukdish for that.
It was intended for that, exactly, similar to that. Ah, of them, so when then, that mayim would be nitzel, but you have no raya legabe kodshim. Frank the Gemara, you just told me now that only in Yehuda they went and made everything b'tahara. The Galil, there's no purpose in making b'tahara because they're not going to accept in the base of Migdash anyway because of that ritzua of the Eretz Amim. V'oma ula chavraya the chaverim that live up in Galil midchem is from Meloshin Zach, the Dalit and the Chav are mischalif, which means they were metayer their wine and their shemen b'galila. Why would they retire it? What are you wasting your time for? You can't bring it into the base of Migdash anyway because of the Ritzu of the Eretz. Amen. Every Gemara, Meinichen, they would first go and make it a Tahara. They would set it aside. They were waiting for Leo and Novi to come down, either to bring Mashiach, and then we're going to have the Bay. But Rashi doesn't say how it's Mashiach. Rashi says that Leo and Novi is going to come and going to tell us in this Eretz Amim where you can go. Because after all, it's like a big southern base of Pras. I don't know where they're kvarim. Leo and Novi will say, over here on the corner of 91st Street and Western Avenue, there it's Tor Kodesh Kadoshim. You can go through, no problem. That's why they, you see with the tremendous Amun and Bitachin that they made every single year, give to the Bada Dilataris of Kodesh. I'm hoping this year to bring it to Yerushalayim. I can't, because the Eretz Am, Yaliyov never might come down. The Eternity is going to go and tell us which Derech you can go, and there's no problem. You see Rashi in the middle, Shemiyav Leo, the Yarlehen Shvil, he's going to show them a path. Bosh, Shehenim Eretz Amim. Okay.
What did they do with Maisa Shane?
What did they do with Maisa Shane?
People in the Galilee.
What do you mean?
This is only
Paidish. They had to convert it to money. They could never convert it.
You can't go and carry it because of the child.
It's a no-go zone.
Okay. During Gitas Vabadim, you're believed on Truma, and therefore the Amaratzim can go and give processed wine and processed oil to the Kahanim b'shas Gitzes v'Badim. You have an Amaoritz who's busy now getting his Zaysim ready for pressing and making oil. Don't make all of them into oil. You know what you should do? 1% or 2%, depending. Chitach, Betes is a Kri, he's not a Chitza, okay? Let's say 2% because it's 50, 1 out of 50. 2% put in the separate kupa, and you're going to give it to a coin. Don't process it into shemen. Why not? We just said in our Mishnah, you can process everything. I'm sorry?
Because if you press it, it's Masha Kabatuma. If it's not, it's still now, you finish
the Mishnah. No, you don't have to come out of a Mukhsha. We said in our Mishnah that our Mishnah said that when it comes to Truma, although the whole year the Amoratim are not believed, B'Shasagitzit Vabadam, they believe that it's Torah and it's Kushan, fine and fine. If that's the case, why does this price say it's now Shasagitzit Vabadam, and you're working on the Zaysim? Don't make it all into Shemen, because you make it all into Shemen, the coin won't be able to accept it. You know what? Leave one kupa as Zaysim and give it to the coin. He'll take care of it from the hill press, and he'll take it to the oil press. Why? You should be able to press everything like it says in our Mishnah. What's meant harfi harfi? Harfi means, of course, the peiris which are harvested in the normal, regular season. Afli means those late blooming peiris. What this bris is talking about is a goyim zaysav, is someone who has late blooming zaysim. It's already after the zman of gitzos v'abadim. The gitzos v'abadim is September 1st till September 30th, or whatever it happens to be. It's already now October 5th. Oh, my Zaysim just ripened today. What can I do? You want to continue going and pressing them now, Gesundheit, but it's no longer the Shas Gitzes Vavadim. Put away one box, because if you're going to make it all into oil, you won't be able to give it to the Kohen. The Kohen will say, sorry, I cannot accept it from you. Omelet of Adar Barahava, Kegoy Mai. You know which type of case is that? Ka'oizim Shobei Zavicha. Rav Adar Barahava said to Rav Nachman, your own father, you don't even remember, but your father, when he had Gitzes Vabadim, he had some Zaysim that would be late bloomers, and he had the situation of course, he didn't have the situation, he wasn't able to give it a coin. Rav Nachman and Rav Nachman's father were Mr. Magreis Tamid Chachum, Rav Nachman for sure. But the one means to say is that Shabbat Zavich is a Rashi, also awfully, that these were late bloomers. They always had a late harvest in your father's fields, and therefore it was always
after the oil they used to bring the Bekurim on olives, mm-hmm, until Hanukkah.
That's right.
Yes, they stay.
Okay, good.
That's pretty late.
Yeah, about it. Rav Yosef Amar, Rav Yosef says, I have a better teretz. Beglil Shanu. They're talking about in the Galil, meaning that our Mishnah, when it says you can go and give it to the Kehana B'Shas Hagitzes V'Abadim, is talking Yehuda. But in the Galil, we said before, anyway, there's this Eretz Amim in between, so therefore the Kehana wouldn't accept the oil or Shemen from them. Therefore you have to go and be Meshayer in a Kupa. Frank Timura, Eisvei Abayit. Eivar Yarden v'Hagalil Harihen ki Yehuda that Nemonim Aliyain b'Shas Hayayin v'Alashem b'Shas Hashemen. Avloy Aliyain b'Shas Hashem v'Alashem b'Shas Hayayin. What does Gemara mean to say? The distinction that we made in our Mishnah between Yehuda and Galil, we only made l'gabe Kodshim. Why do we make that distinction l'gabe Kodshim? Because we said that the person in Galil who makes wine for purposes of Nisach Hayayin on the Mizbeach, or Shemen for the Menuchas, he can't get the Yayin Shemen to the Beis HaMikdash, because he has to go through the Eretz Amim. So therefore he's not going to bother making it Kodesh. The Chaverim didn't make it Kodesh, because they had a Munah and Eliyahu HaNavi is going to come. But some of the Amaratzim didn't bother. In Yehuda they had Nemonis, and not in Galil. But that's the Gabi Kodshim. The Gabi, the Din of Truma, there's no distinction between Galil and between Yehuda, because you have Kohanim that live in the Galil, and you have Kehanim that live in Yehuda, and therefore B'shasa Gitzes V'Abadim, they're Nemon. So this distinction that Rav Yosef is trying to make, that our mission is Nemon, is because Yehuda, that price it says leave it over because it might become Tamei. No, that's talking about Galil. That distinction doesn't make sense. That doesn't make sense. Shteitach Befeirish is a bayi. It brings a brisa. Eiver Yarin and Galil is all like Yehuda. That al Yain b'shasa Yain and Shem b'shasa Shemen. So you do have Nemon as Gitzes V'Abadim even in Galil. This teretz falls away. We go back to the original teretz. Habacharfi v'habi afli. Okay, says the Mishnah Baita. We said already that if the Amoritz has a barrel of wine or a barrel of oil left over after the Zman Gitzes V'Abadim, he should not give it to the kohen. The kohen should not accept it because it's no longer ne'amanas. But this amaris can hold it in his storage, in his warehouse, and then 6 months later, the next kitabadim, he'll hand it over to the kohen at that time. Boy, my name is Rav Sheshes. Over the kibla mao. Does the kohen have the exact same eitzah? Just like the Amoritz can hold on to it for a few months. Maybe the kohen, if Ovar, he's not supposed to be Mekabalit, but if he was Mekabalit, can he put it away Legasabot?
Let's try to bring the riot. I don't have a befeidish case
like you're asking, but I have a case that I can be medayik, a case of Mishnah and Mesechta Zdemai. What does it say Mesechta Zdemai? You have Chum of Amoritz, two brothers. One is a chaver, one's an amoritz. Yoshu Saviyim, amoritz, and they were both yarshim from their father amoritz. In other words, their father never passed away. Besides leaving over whatever he left over, he also left over chitim, mitzaoyrim, mityayin, mitshemen. The problem is that father never chivay nayid and amoritz. Aha. So what is the chaver going to do? He says to himself, my brother, the Amoritz, is going to eat everything that was left over by father, because father was an Amoritz. It's Ochan Amoritz. He's going to continue the Mesoritz over. It's his father being Amoritz, his Zayi being Amoritz, his Elta Zayi being Amoritz. It's Ochan Amoritz. He says, no problem, he can continue eating. I can't. I'm the Chafrima. So what am I going to go into? So I'm going to split it. I'm going to give him all the things which are questionable. I give it to him. And all the things which are super kosher, I'm going to take for myself. Can you do that? Oh, it depends. So let's do the Mishnah Masechta Zdemai. Yochaloy Maloy Toil At the Chitin Shemakom Pliny, Vani Chitin Shemakom Pliny. I know that father had two farms, one farm in Tel Aviv and one farm in Bnei Brak. You take all the Tel Aviv and I'm going to take all the Bnei Braker, and we're going to split the Chitin that way. Says Rashi, even though he knows that the Chitin that he's leaving for his brother were already wet and became mukhshu lekabel tumah, and therefore when this amuritz is going to go and touch them, they're going to become tumah, and it's all going to be tumah. And the ones in Bnei Brak were not tumah at all; they were not mukhshu lekabel tumah. There was no water. He can go and split it up that way.
Well, why? What about the ma'isa? We're not
talking about ma'isa now, and we're only talking about now tumah v'tahar. Mm-hmm. And so he's allowed to go and say, you take those chitim makom pliny, even though I know they are mukhshir. I'm going to take the chitim makom pliny, even though they know they're not mukhshir. Toil at the yain shemok complaining. You can go and take the yain shemok complaining, even though that yain may be yain tmeim. But the yain shemok complaining, and I'm going to take the yain the other place, which I know was done b'tahar. That's your latitude. But he's not allowed to go and say toil at the lach. You take the wine vani yovish, and I'll take the chitim. Or toil at the chitim, you'll take the wheat vani soyim, and I'm going to go and take the geres, and I'm going to go and take the barley. Now, what's the difference between the Reisha and the Sefer Zokt Rashi? This is the famous sugya of Breira. That if you're talking about that the father left over tons and tons of chitim, okay, when he takes 50% of the chitim and I take 50%, it's bar lemafreya, that's the way it should have been. You got half of the chitim, I got half the chitim. However, if he takes chitim and I take sa'irim, or if he takes chitim and I take wine, then it's not pshat, it's bar lemafreya, because both of us had an indivisible right to the chitim and an indivisible right to the yayin. So what we're doing now is we're making a chalipin. We're saying the chitim are worth $1 million. The yayin is worth $1 million. So instead of each one of us taking 500,000 of the chitim, 500,000 of the yayin, you take the whole yayin and I take the whole chitim. You take the whole chitim, I take the whole yayin.
What's wrong with that?
What the problem? Oh, what's wrong with that? Zok Rashi. Even though the chaver on his own, he's going to go only take the kosher part, he's going to leave for the amor, it's the bad part. Siddach du alach ven lifnei iver lo yisitein michshol. How can I go and give him the tummy stuff? He's going to go and be nichshol. So how can you do by chitim v'chitim? I didn't give it to him. The Rabbeinu Shalom gave it to him. How? Because it's bar l'mafrei. That's the din of breira. That when my father left over these 10 tons of chitim, and the 5 tons he took, and I took the other 5 tons, even though his 5 tons happened to be mukhshol kabel tumah, but it's bar l'mafrei. That's what the father intended when he left over, because you could say breira by the same min. But you can't say breira by two separate min. I know you're all thinking me as if I'm crazy. So let's look quickly at the top, Rashi. I don't want you to think I'm making it up.
It's really a breira by the Rabbanim, because it's all in the Rabbanim.
Okay, look at that, Rashi. Shiyodeya behen, shihochshiru. You take the chitim makom pliny, which I know I'm mukhshir lekabel tumah. Vani et al chitim makom pliny, shiyodeya shaloi hochshiru. Techivin demchad minahein, amrinan yeish breira, she'elahein chalko shal zeh, ve'elahein chalko shal zeh, v'loi hechliv chover li'am ha'aretz, chalko, yishibet tmeim, b'shul chalko shal ha'aretz, b'tahirin. They didn't make a switch. This is your part. As soon as father died, this was miyuchad for you. As soon as father died, this was for me. There was no chalipin. He's now doing a chalipin. Beautiful. Oh, that's the Mishnah in Mesechtas Tamai. All of that's wonderful. What does it have to do with us? Continuing on back to the Gemara, sixth line. V'tani Allah. And when Galent in the Braisa, oh, you say chover, this chover, if he gets any portion from his father's estate of chitim, soirim, yain, whatever, which was tamei, what should he do with it? Soirif, soirif halach, he should burn the liquid. Now you're saying to yourself, how do you burn a liquid? Jok drashi, because it's talking about shemen. Oh, you can go and use it for lighting your house, you can go and use it for lighting your furnace, for
tamei you could use.
Exactly.
Wine you can spritz for the nice scent.
Exactly. Says Rashi, im koyinu via shemen letruma, madli kilometers, he can go and use it for a lecht. No problem, because truma tamei, that's how you, a coin can be nana, not through achil or shtia, but through hana. Umeniyachas yavish. Yavish, he has no choice, that he has to leave there until it's a bit fulfilled, just like by Shmita, we have the issues now in Eretz Yisrael. Yes, leave. Okay, Frank Tigamari, yet, why does it say that Seyd Vesalach? Amai, Yenechem Legasabo. I have a better idea. You have a whole barrel of truma wine, or of truma shaman, and you're all worried about what am I going to do? Oh, I could go make lecht out of it. I have a wonderful idea. Leave it sealed until the next kit is about him. Open up and drink it. Amachai or shaman, use it for salad dressing. Why can you only use it for Sreifa? Is the Chayra Rai that a coin doesn't have this idea of leaving Legasabo? Says Rashi, who says that we were talking about a liquid of wine or shemen? Maybe it's talking about sheikh or shel tamarim. It's talking about beer. Beer, there is no din in our Mishnah that gitzes rabbadim, they have a special nem on it. Nishto azadin. So therefore, if I have truma of beer made out of tamarim, what can the koyin do? He cannot drink it. He cannot leave it for the gasaba. He has to be soyed of it. So now you're saying to yourself, soyed, he can't go make, he can't make lights out of it. So what's it mean, soyed? So Rashi, v'hai soyed of loshen ibudhu. According to the Gemara's maskana, soyed means that he has to destroy it. How to destroy it? He'll go and pour it out. Maybe he'll be able to make some nice scent, but that's usually only said by yain. I don't know by beer whether you have the same svara. So soyed means he's got to burn it. In other words, just throw it out. He has to pour it out. But they're a covet, because of course it's truma tamei. And continuing on the Gemara, but why didn't he wait until regel? Because we said before the ganz klai Yisrael, even the amaratzim have a din of chaverim regel. This beer is not going to hold out for another 2 weeks. It's all going to become essig. So therefore, you don't have this eitzah of leaving it until the next yomtiv. Okay, so
why didn't he give the same answer by the? By the gas, it'll go bad by the time.
In chayru one could have, but he figured he has a better teretz. You don't have to. In other words, by the case of the regular, you don't have this teretz that go leave it for the next gas. So therefore, by the gas, he gave the teretz. It doesn't have to be yain b'shemen. It could be tomorrow. It could be other things that don't have like gitzes v'badim. But by regular, I didn't have that. So therefore, he said it's not mishtam. Remember, we had in our mishnah that you had a big barrel of wine which was truma. Only nema begitzes v'abadim. If you put in a revius of koydish, since the amaoritz has nemonis on the koydish against you, migadi you have nemonis on the koydish, you have nemonis on the truma as well. Jok di yamar. Tanan hosim. Moidim isham abitzil, she boidkim le oise pesach, ben boidkim le oichle truma. What means talking about my boidkim? What are you talking about? Are we a boidkim? You have a person, a koyin lemushal, he wants to go to the base of Mikdash, and he wants to go and bring a korban pesach. This will apply to Yisrael also. Or you have a koyin who wants to go and eat truma, and to get to it, you have to go through a base of pras. Base of pras, we've already had many times in the Gemara, means a soda where a kaver was lost. I don't know where the kaver is. So what can you do to go through that property? What you can do is you can be menapech. Menapech means you use as a blower, and you blow out a path in front of where the person wants to walk to go and clear away any potential atzamais. We are not worried about atzamais which are down below. We're only worried about atzamais which are up above, surface atzamais. Therefore, he might go and touch them. The reason why we're not worried about atzamais down below is because there you have to have at least roiv minyan. But the gabi tumas magul masa, you only have to have etzem kisa oira, small little.
The Bishop was plowed, so we assume that.
That's going to be next case. We're not up to the end. Anyway, so therefore the Gemara says, "Mepech odem beis pras v'hoylech." You can go and do a blower, and by blowing, you blow away all the atzamos, and you can go through that property. Azei zokt beisil beishamay boikel ois pesach, but by ois pesach vein boikel ois truma. For truma, this doesn't help. It helped for Pesach, but not by Truma. Now, why does it help by Pesach and not by Truma? The Gemara is going to say in a moment, because since Pesach is Kores, if you're going to tell the people you can't go through the Sada and you're going to miss Erev Pesach, you're going to miss bringing your Karm Pesach, Chashav be Kores. Legabi Truma, you won't be able to eat your Truma, so you won't eat your Truma today. Or go through the Beit HaPras, go to the Mikvah, go Shlish Yushvi, you'll eat the Truma a week from now. So therefore, when it comes to the Indian of Truma, that's not a Dover Be'ito. You got time for that. Mashenka, the Karm Pesach, you got to do it today. So you're lying.
You do a
Pesach
Sheni, by the way.
That's only Be'ito.
Yeah, but that's an honest.
You can't go through it. Based up, if you're stopped from going to your Shalom to offer your Karm Pesach, you're Jericho Choka. I mean, that's a barrier.
The whole chasofik of the base of pras. We don't know for sure that they're atzamos or where they are. It's the Rabbanon. It's the same Rabbanon. They didn't want to defeat this person's chiyuv to bring it min ha-Torah on Erev Pesach, and therefore bring it on the regular Pesach and not on the Pesach Sheni. Anyway, that's when a peychan. Reb Chiya bar Abba mishmei de ula amar base of pras shenidish. It wasn't just a base of pras with nidish. Nidish means that people walked on it and trampled on it and tread on it, so that any etzem was now smashed to smithereens. Pochas be kashir and tar lo isin pesach. Then by pesach you don't have to worry about it. By truma you have to worry, but by pesach you don't have to worry. Why? Leimid the brayim amokim kares. However, lo ichay truma I mean the brayim amokim misa. And Rashi says not only because misa is not as bad as kares. Misa is also a misa masa. But Rashi says because lo ichay truma, look in the middle of the Rashi, ain't zayim chal bidi gazug. The kibin dein zman. You want to go through this base of press? Go through the base of press. And then what happens after that? You go to the Kohen who's going to do the administration of the Parah Aduma water. You go to Mikvah and you'll eat Truma a week later. Okay, so now you want to ask an obvious question. You have the same individual who Erev Pesach, he's a Kohen, he's running through this Beis HaPras we just said now, all you have to do is blow it, or if it's a Nidish, you don't even have to blow. So he went through it, he brought the Karm Pesach, Baruch Hashem, he got there in time, he was a Kasat Slonim number 3, but Baruch Hashem, he brought his Karm Pesach, and now, after it's over, he wants to know, can he go and eat Truma?
So once it's good for this?
That's the Shaila. Out Truma alone, we said it wouldn't be sufficient. But do you say that migui that it was good for the Karm Pesach? It's also good for the Truma. Ibaylu badal pisach mashiach b'trumasai. Ulama badal pisach matlech b'trumasai. Rabbi ulama badal pisach aslech b'trumasai.
Very similar to our case of the.
Ah, Malei Saba. Who's Ahu Saba?
Right.
Toysin and Chulin Dav Vav says Yesh Omrim Yesh Beforshin. Whenever it says Ahu Saba in Shas, it's referring to Eliyahu Navi.
Except the case in Shabbos.
Right. Exactly. Yeah. Don't argue with Ula. Now, what was Ula? Ula was the first man, the other, who said, Barak lepischoi, mutter lecho betrumasai. So now, says the Husaba to Rabbi Ula, don't start up with Ula. Why did not Kavasi to Chundra Mishnah? Via Mama, if Rashi Toycha Ravi is Koydish Neman, Al Mema Koydish Neman Amiatruma, Hachra Mema Pesach, Mema Namiatruma. Have a wonderful day, Rabbi Isamitch.